Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Happy for him. He's a heck of a player. Kind of hard to watch when, you know, the first situation unfolded the way it did, because you just have so much respect for him. And it's a great example of the journey is the journey. And when you stick with it and you kind of get yourself in the right spot, and how he's played and his impact then, I'm sure, in terms of the example that he is even beyond the playing field, right, as a person. I hear stories about his faith and super impressed by that. And that's what you want to see, right? That's what you want to hear. And that's good for our league. And it's good for, I'm sure, the community down there as well.
Sean McDermott on Baker Mayfield. Interesting matchup, and an important one for the Bills, if not both teams. Buffalo at 6-3, perhaps facing a two-game deficit, depending on whether New England wins tonight. Actually, they would be if New England wins tonight. 9-2 versus 6-3. It's not your traditional two-game lead.
Right.
But still, New England... I'm right with our last guest. We've said it all year, I think. I've felt this way the whole year. Good enough to hang with you, anybody, to win games, schedule's easy. But I can't imagine they just run the table. And they kind of have. In fact, their two losses, well, this is really the point. I'm not trying to contradict myself. But their two losses have been stupid. 5 turnovers against Pittsburgh and the opening day loss to the Raiders. And we had 6 months or whatever to sort of preview week one, not 6 months, 3.5 months to preview week one. And the Patriots schedule comes out. I'm like, say what you want about how young May is and a first year coach and what they don't have. But look at this.
The schedule, right?
Look at the schedule. And the Raiders were a part of that point at home. What are the Raiders? It turns out, what are the Raiders was the right question. Like, they're
right,
bad.
Right.
But they still won there.
Yep.
And that's the thing. I mean, they're not so good. Nobody is so good that they just beat everybody. And I like the points tonight because, like, New England 13?
Yeah, I can't.
I'll be a sucker for that.
I took Atlanta getting 5.5 against them and made it. I mean, Atlanta almost beat them, almost tied them, whatever. It was a super tight game.
Right.
Like, the Jets traded away Sauce Gardner, and they traded away Quinnen Williams and whatever. Garrett Wilson is on IR now. I have a very hard time believing the Patriots. I mean, they weren't whatever they weren't. The market tells you. But I'd have a very hard time backing them as almost a 2-touchdown favorite.
You would take, what are they, 8-2?
Yeah.
Anybody would take 9-4. Like, unless you're to root against them, you're trying to beat them.
Mm-hmm.
You'd take one win out of the next three from New England. Home to the Jets, 2-touchdown favorite. At the Bengals. And then home to the Giants. Like, they have to win 2 of those games, right?
Yeah.
So
they
They should.
Yeah.
That's 10-3. This is sort of like the next level of the point a couple of weeks ago before the Chief game, like what would have to happen for the Bills to be in like a good position going to New England, which they do in week 15. Patriots go Jets at Bengals, Giants bye week, Bills. So, I mean, two is even not that great out of three.
Yeah.
That would be 10-3. And that's the best I can do against Tampa Bay, at Houston, at Pittsburgh, and the Bengals. That's the best I can do. And if I match them 10-3, 10-3, then week 15 is for the division.
For the division probably. Lead at that point. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
For the lead. The Bills will still have to play the Eagles. The Patriots will still have to go to Baltimore. So,
yeah,
the winner of that game, if they're both 10-3 going into Foxborough,
the winner of that game's in great shape.
Will be a huge favorite to win the division from there.
Yeah.
But that requires the Bills to sweep their next four opponents and New England to lose one of these three games, which, you know, that's probably the likeliest scenario, I would say. I think they could lose tonight.
I do, too. I think, I mean, we say it all the time, and it's so frustrating when it's the team we care the most about, obviously the Bills, doing it. But most teams in the league have one or more games a year like the Bills had on Sunday. It just happens. You just don't have your stuff, whatever it is. You know, enough guys just aren't feeling it that day, whatever it is. And your opponent, you know, a couple things go right, and they get in front and start feeling it, and you just, okay, it's not our day. And that game Sunday had every smell of that, right? I didn't think Miami, like, came charging out of the gates. They were burning timeouts before the clock even started running in this game, and then they threw an interception on their first possession. They came out like gangbusters. It just they settled into the game, and like, all right, we got these guys. And, you know, good drive. Oh, Cook fumbles. Good drive. Oh, Allen fumbles. Oh, good drive.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, interception in the end zone. There you go. Like, there's your ball game. So, yeah, you know, thinking about the schedule and talking with our last guest, this is a funny, it's an interesting little pocket in Tampa's schedule with this Bills game. Well, New England can fit in here too if you want, on the road. No, that was a home game for Tampa, excuse me. But here, two road games, contending level, like, you know, big time preseason and even in season Super Bowl type teams, Bills, Rams. The schedule after that is cake. Like, is this not a spot? And, by the way, Tampa and Buffalo are not in the same conference. So, like, there's that piece, too. Like, I don't love the trap game conversation and all that. But the Ram game is a way bigger game for this team. I'd be surprised if they push a guy like Bucky Irving into this game as opposed to having him closer to 100% for next week. That's just me. And a little bit of wishful thinking. I'd rather not have to deal with him. But I think it'd be maybe rushing. He hasn't played in many, many weeks. So anyway, I could see them sort of having the same conversation we're having internally, looking at the schedule and going like, yeah, you know, let's rest a little. Like, I don't know, maybe they just won't be right on top of it on Sunday because the Ram game outranks this one. And then to the finish line from there, even if they lose both of these games, not that you can count on just coasting, but that schedule is ludicrously easy after that Ram game next week for them.
Tampa.
Yeah.
Let's go to Carl here. Hi, Carl.
Hi. Thank you for taking my calls, guys. I want to talk about my big picture concern about this team, and it's I think how Josh Allen is being managed in terms of, first of all, I see a lot of parallels to Cam Newton, both 6'5", 237, athletic freaks. Both were in organizations where Brandon Bean had significant influence over the roster construction. And in year eight, Cam Newton started 6-2, just like Josh Allen, and then he had a big loss in Pittsburgh to go to 6-3, and he was never the same after that. He dinged up his shoulder. And I feel like that kind of like it did spook the Bills a little bit into making Josh Allen run less. But the thing is, they haven't surrounded him with good receivers really since 2022 outside of Diggs. And like, if you're asking him to run less and now he's just sitting in the pocket, no one's open, and then he's just rolling to the right, taking hits here and there. And if you're going to run him more, you're going to subject him to more hits here and there. I just feel like if you're going to want him to run less, you need receivers around him. And I feel like he could be destined to repeat Cam Newton's fate. He's only 29 years old, but Cam Newton really started to slow down after that age 29 season, in part due to injuries, but also in part to due to what was around him that caused him to play such a physical brand of football. So that's just like my big picture concern with the Bills, that they might have less time than people realize because of what Cam Newton was surrounded with and what Josh Allen is being surrounded with now.
Maybe it's been a popular comparison for years, Allen and Newton, and you know, you basically laid it all out. Nothing I can really do about it now. Even the deadline is passed, so we wanted the Bills, most of us wanted the Bills to show a little bit more urgency than they ended up showing, or, you know, whether they were urgent or not, they didn't get anything done. So, right. Yeah, it's definitely a big year. This was a, if not now, when kind of year coming in, and especially how Kansas City and Baltimore stumbled out of the gate. But now we're living in a world where New England and Indianapolis might be better, not to mention, or Denver, not to mention the other teams, and right. That's what's on the line. The line. Oh, I could do this for a living. Coming up next, Sal Capaccio at 5. This is WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem HealthShare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.